In this lesson, we are thinking about how to rebuild a truthful story in Christ. A truthful story is not a perfect story. It is not a public speech that makes everything sound neat. It is not a testimony that rushes past pain. It is not a social media version of your life. A truthful story is honest about what happened, clear about what is still hard, humble about responsibility, wise about what belongs to others, and grounded in what Christ says is true. Many single mothers carry several stories at once. There is the story other people tell. There is the story paperwork tells. There is the story your children may be trying to understand. There is the story your family remembers. There is the story a former husband, boyfriend, or child's father may tell. And then there is the story you tell yourself late at night. Some of those stories may include truth, some may include distortion, some may include blame, shame, silence, or confusion. In Christ, you are invited to rebuild your story with truth and grace. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. This does not mean your past disappears. It means your past no longer has the final word over who you are becoming. A truthful Christian story may sound like this. I have walked through painful things, but I am not defined by pain. I have made mistakes, but I am not beyond grace. I am raising children in a hard season, but I am not alone. I can grieve what was lost and still receive what God is forming. I can be a faithful mother and a whole woman. I can grow in confidence around men without becoming bitter, desperate, or afraid. I can hope for love in the future without making marriage my savior. This kind of story gives you room to breathe. It also helps your children. Children do not need every adult detail. They should not carry adult conflict, but they do benefit from a mother who is becoming steady, truthful, prayerful, and hopeful. This week's practice is to begin an identity inventory. You will notice false labels, name pressures, and write a Christian hope statement. Do not rush it. Do not force a happy ending. Let the Lord meet you in the honest place. Jesus does not require you to pretend. He invites you to abide in him. A truthful story in Christ can include sorrow, courage, motherhood, womanhood, boundaries, desire, hope, and new obedience. Your story is not over, reflection question. What part of your story needs to be retold with more truth, grace, and hope in Christ? Gentle next step, write a short Christian hope statement that tells the truth without surrendering your identity to shame.